has fallen, staining it black and shining. Past deserted factories, cafes where the neon sizzles all night and it's freezing. Turns and looks down the empty block to a walk-up where the light still shines. And she's stayed up half the night. Before he can find the key, an open door, and a girl he knows in a nightdress says, "I heard your footsteps on the stairs." As he stands below the hallway light, her face is molded to his shoulder. There is no rest, never enough money. She would open the door to sleep, he would crash down, dream on the shore of an ocean, salt air and breakers to rock 1,000 bone dice, pebbles and seashells, each wave tosses a chance at another lifetime. She's the early morning waitress at the cafe down the road. He tries to sleep through her alarm, but like the sea's incessant wash onto the rocks, the hours they spend together crowd into his mind, emptied of love in a tangle of legs and sheets and unwashed hair and heat, and all come tumbling through his head in a rumble of the trucks outside the window roar. And the gulls still call to the ends of the world, and though she understands he's drinking as he does his late night rounds, there's no emotion strong enough to make her leave quite yet. And they are washed like diamonds, tumbling in the senselessness of living at a pace where nothing can begin, when nothing ever ends. And they contain within themselves the beginning and the end of life. And they are both too young to be drowning, even in each other's arms.
I'm making up a picture of a memory. Shot in Panavision and talking about Celestine. There's a gold blue sky wearing a crown of cowboy clouds, where she sings to me best when she sings it not too loud. Lay down here and put me in your mind, my honey dear. She hangs up, I find some days go by. Lost like the summer, I was breathing her whispering rhymes. Stacking up the chords and leaving some behind. Waiting for the barkers to unwind. She shakes her head at the train of diesel fools and takes me away to her side. Lay down here and keep me in your mind, my honey dear. When I wake up, I find some misplaced time. Lost like the summer, I was breathing her whispering rhymes. See her night shining, hoping it never ends. We carried up our notions where we thought they'd land. Again, found this dusty jacket that had moored under the bed. It was monogrammed by Celestine. She'd pinned instructions to the collar with her grass hair thread, and piano notes we used to sing. Thank you.
Thank you. Between one sort of period and another. 10 years certainly might be enough to be the demand prediction for a whole century. So often we have realized that our judgments and our interpretations and even our hopes may have been wrong. And even our hopes may have been wrong. And even our hopes may have been wrong. And even our hopes may have been wrong.
listening to CKU.
Yes, 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 you already know what it is. It's me, Ross, on the mix for another edition of Whose Vibe Live on CKUT 90.3. Today is Monday, April 15th. Salutations to all our listeners. Big ups to the whole entire family, 514 Online, Jason Alexander, Colin Hassel, DJ P-Stiff, MTL Six Sense, of course, Killjoy. Another special guest with me. I think this is maybe the second time around right now on the mics. Got my guy Moses that's here with me, man. What's happening, Moses?
All good, brother, all good.
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. So as you guys know, this is our show, Whose Vibe. Today we'll be traveling around the world, the beautiful country of India, where we're going, discuss a little bit of the Punjabi scene,
some of
the Punjabi music, you know what I'm saying? The second hour, we're going to have a mix from our own, the one and only DJ P-Steph. And also other special guests that's here in the room, DJ Distracted. That's going to give us a mix, going to keep us lit for us. So if you're having lunch, you're on your break, just enjoy.